Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by Bennett's Restaurants with three locations in the greater Sacramento area. Go to bennettsrestaurants.com, make a reservation, check out the menu and more. Bennett's Restaurants, prime seafood and steaks. You will love it. Well, the Kings were fortunate, were they not, to beat the Memphis Grizzlies last night, who are not a good team. The Kings needed overtime. They needed overtime. They got lucky. They missed two free throws with 30 seconds left. Offensive rebound. Malik Monk with a dunk tied the game. And then at the end, nope, neither team could score after that. And so we went to overtime. And in overtime, it was the Monk show. He took over the game. But, you know, I got to tell you, you lose Kevin Huerter in the first 2 minutes of the game. And as I record this, we don't know his status as the Kings begin a three-game road trip tomorrow in Toronto. But you got to be a little bit worried as this Jekyll and Hyde Kings team confuses the heck out of everyone. I mean, you really can't figure them out. They just seem to play to the level of their competition, which is not good because tomorrow you take on a Toronto team that's lost seven in a row. You play a Washington team that's the worst in the NBA with only 11 wins. And then the schedule gets very difficult beginning at Orlando to wrap up this brief three-game road trip. I don't know who the real Sacramento Kings are, but what I do know is if Huerter is unavailable, and we know that you don't have Trey Lyles and Sasha Vezenkov, your three-point shooting is limited, okay? And that's been the Kings' bread and butter. Keon Ellis, very good defensive player, adds a spark, but he doesn't do much offensively. So, you know, for those that are down on Huerter, I understand he has not had a very good year, but even if Ellis were to take his place in the starting lineup, assuming that Kevin was healthy, you still would want his scoring coming off the bench and his threat of being able to make shots. All right, you don't get that with Mitchell. You don't get that with Ellis. So, these final games, 15 remaining, going to be very interesting. And again, don't know about Huerter's status, but there is no room for error in this crazy tight Western Conference. And that's my rant for today. Join me at 7 o'clock over on my YouTube channel. That's 7 o'clock tonight. And if you don't like that, I'll have an open forum show. Again, that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Have a great day, everybody.